This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. There's no doubt that warning signs were missed with the shooter that killed 17 people at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School last week. At a vigil remembering those victims Monday evening in Vero Beach, Leah Jones says she's talked with her children, who are just elementary school age, about speaking up if they see something.
They were actually scared to say, well, what if one of our friends has it, and what if we get in trouble for telling? And I'm like, no, you always have to tell. I know peer pressure to the kids nowadays just trying to fit in, and I don't want them thinking that if my friend brings a knife to school, he told me not to tell. I don't want to lose a friend. I'm like, you need to tell.
It's a message St. Lucie County Sheriff Ken Mascara wishes all parents would teach their children.
After many of these events, we hear that someone did know something, but didn't feel it important enough to call their proper authorities. And my advice, and all of law enforcement advice to these people, is if you know something, feel something is awkward about a situation, please call 911 and let your local authorities vet information you have. We would much rather be safe. Sorry.
School students may feel more comfortable approaching a school resource officer or a school official, but shouldn't worry about bringing a concern to the attention of officials. It's difficult for anyone sometimes to tell the difference between eccentric behavior and dangerous behavior. Martin County Sheriff William Snyder says these distinctions may best be left to the professionals.
Well, first of all, I would say don't try to decipher it. If you have a flag, a yellow flag, the hair on the back of your neck sticks up, and say a parent's talking to their child and they're too young to make that decision, then encourage the child to tell the parents and let the parents screen it. And then as what I tell people is better 100 false alarms than one that we miss. And we're adapt and adapted to winnowing through calls and winnowing through leads. We don't go out like stormtroopers. The fact that you've called and said so-and-so is evidencing troubling behavior, it doesn't mean they're going to get arrested or embarrassed or pulled out of class. We'll do it discreetly, but let us make the decision on if it's a good lead or not.
In last week's case, the shooter made multiple social media posts, which were red flags, along with boasts of killing small animals. Sheriff Snyder says such indications are key.
I think one of the biggest things that would help us in law enforcement is that the young people today are on constant chats. They're on Instagram. And not so much Facebook, but they're on different apps that we're not always monitoring. And so they have a better insight into what's going on sometimes than law enforcement could possibly have. So my hope would be that if a young person sees a friend or somebody they know from school that's saying something about guns or killing animals or, I mean, there were so many classic warning signs in this last one in Broward County that those are the kind of things that we would really want to hear from somebody on.
For now, local law enforcement is maintaining an increased uniform presence in schools so concerned students have more of an opportunity for conversations. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.